been a couple of weeks since a federal judge shut down Napster, the controversial internet music distribution system. Newcomers have been moving into the vacuum. BearShare, LimeWire, and Audio Galaxy are attracting millions of users. It appears that one of the new players could become the next Napster, though its creator says he doesn't want that to happen, NPR's John McChesney reports.
You may not have heard of Kazaa or Morpheus, but recently, in 1 week's time, nearly 2 million people downloaded the software and exchanged nearly 1 million songs. Each day, nearly 500,000 people are on the internet at the same time using the file-sharing software. That's according to Webnoise, a research company that tracks digital entertainment. And, according to Webnoise, if the current rate of growth continues, in another month or so, the software will match the 1.5 million simultaneous users that Napster enjoyed at its peak. Kazaa and Morpheus are made by a Dutch company called Fasttrack. Lee Black is with Webnoise.
The reason that Fasttrack is really important here is that there is a critical user base that's really launching this to be sort of the next Napster, as we've quoted it to be.
For one thing, a large user base improves the chances that you'll find what you're looking for, because more users means a greater variety of music. We tried Kazaa and immediately found a large number of tracks for some country music artists who are not mainstream. For example, we found roughly 40 tracks of music by Tom Russell, who's loved by hardcore alternative country fans, but not widely known outside of Texas.
He had a blue wing tattooed on his shoulder. Well, it might have been a bluebird, I don't know.
Another reason Fasttrack software is spurting ahead is that it's as easy to use as Napster is. In fact, the interface strongly resembles Napster. But the similarities are only superficial. The underlying architecture is quite different. Again, Webnoise's Lee Black.
Fasttrack has learned some things from Napster, in the sense that they have FastStream and SmartStream technology built into it, making sure that you get routed to the closest, fastest connection for whatever content you selected, and then the SmartStream, which if you disconnect for a while and then come back online, it will go out and try to find the piece of content that you were downloading and continue that download.
The FastStream technology enables Fasttrack to avoid the slowed-down bottlenecks that were annoying the users of other post-Napster file-sharing software. But perhaps the most significant difference between Fasttrack and Napster is the fact that there's no central server owned by the company that directs users to music files on other computers. Without that central server, it's theoretically harder for the recording industry to sue the company for what their users do with the software. Mike McGinley is the U.S. spokesman for Fasttrack.
It's not their intent to violate people's copyrights, but they can't control what people share. And it's not their business model to set up a branded service to go out there so people can go out and file share.
Fasttrack CEO insists that he doesn't want this software to be the next Napster. And the Recording Industry Association of America has said it's encouraged by this statement. But the fact is, the software is out there on the loose, offered for free download on the Fasttrack website, and people are sharing files by the millions. And it's not just music that's being shared. Unlike Napster, Fasttrack will share videos, photos, and documents as well. A search for Tomb Raider, for example, came up with several full versions of the film, as well as clips and pornographic imitations. And the fact that Fasttrack is a foreign company complicates the legal picture even more. The International Federation for the Recording Industry is looking into Fasttrack. It's not clear just what will happen in Europe concerning this kind of software, but Eric Scheirer of Forrester Research says that the recording industry may be lucky this time that the company is in Europe.
It's easier to pursue legally a company that's in Europe than one which is perhaps in the Cayman Islands or in an offshore hosting facility or something like that.
With both decentralized architecture and foreign operations clouding the future of music distribution, Scheirer says the recording industry had better act quickly to capture the audience that is rapidly adopting new and better free music internet software.
I think right now, while Napster is shut down and these other kinds of services have not yet reached the critical mass that Napster once had, there's a very narrow window of opportunity for the record labels to create a new service and market it so that consumers know where it is and start to play with it and explore it and decide whether or not they want to buy music from a service like this.
Shira estimates that the recording industry needs to move within the next 6 months before the new services become a hard-to-break habit with users. He says there will now always be free music on the Internet, but the record labels could offer consumers something these free services will never have: quality control, accurate and entertaining information about the origin and context of the music, and a great experience, if they can get their act together quickly. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.